Hey everybody, welcome to Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. This is Archie.
My name's Ashley.
One half of this podcast. Ashley is actually away at her bachelorette party.
What are you talking about, baby?
And I want to introduce a guest. This is Josh.
Hey.
You can find him on the Nevermind podcast. You can find that on all platforms, I believe. He's had me on his podcast way more times than I've had him, obviously, because this is the first time. But he's going to be a guest today to take place of Ashley. So we're going to start this out by trying a few different drinks.
He's been on more episodes of my podcast than he's been on this one.
That is probably true. I think this is like a third or fourth episode. So yeah. I think I've been on like, it's been about the same. I've been on like three or four episodes of yours.
There's the one at your bachelor party.
That was the first one. I think four.
I think
and then me, you, and Cam. And then the one we just did last week.
I think that's, is that five?
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party.
Then we did one extra one.
Gator Joe. So I think four altogether are mine.
Okay.
So this is our fifth of just us together.
Okay, yeah. And Tatum's in the background. He's just doing his thing. Whatever it is he's doing. But like I said, we're going to start out trying this Buzz Balls Chillers. This is a sour apple chiller.
You never had those?
I've never had one. It's just kind of been chilling in the cooler in the garage since the bachelor party.
Since the bachelor party? You've had it for that long in a cooler?
Yeah.
Dang.
So, we're going to go ahead and give this thing a try. Is that about half of it? Yeah, that's about half of it.
Right. To Buzz Balls.
To Buzz Balls. Actually, I'm going to drink this out of the glass. How's that taste?
Like shit.
Tastes like juice. What are you doing, big man?
He's like, I want a buzz ball, dad.
Finding cars.
Give him the can. It's like a toy.
I'm not giving him that can.
Why, dog?
He don't need a can.
Oh.
All right.
It's a ball.
He's all right.
Yeah, dog. That just tastes like juice.
Yeah.
Green apple juice. And someone poured a bunch of vodka in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like. Like, it's not strong vodka, but it definitely tastes like it has vodka in it.
Yeah. The only time I ever see these Buzz Balls is, like, for a dollar at Kroger. Like, they're that low quality. So, I mean, thanks again to whoever bought this for you, but, I mean...
not the best. I don't think they brought it for me. I think they maybe just had it sitting around and was like... I ain't gonna drink this, so let's take it to the bachelor party.
Ooh,
it's 15% alcohol, though.
I mean, I taste it, definitely.
I don't. Like, barely. Is that really strong to you?
No, I mean, it's not strong, but I taste it, at least.
Okay. and then, next, we are about to try a beer, since I can't get Ashley to try beers with me. I mean, she'll try them, but she's biased. This is called Sour Me. Strawberry rhubarb pie. It's a sour ale from Duclaw Brewing Company.
That she won't drink that?
I don't know. She's gone to two times and we've tried beers and she's, you know, found some. She's found like a beer that she likes, a beer or two.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Me and my wife like to go to Kikianga.
I know. Y'all never invite us, bruh.
No, well, I was just thinking about that. We should, I think that'd be something we could all do. I mean, it's pretty good. I like the ciders they have. It's best
they
if
got
you
like
go...
They got like,
milkshakes.
Not milkshakes.
They have slushies.
Slushies now, yeah.
I mean, you gotta go earlier in the week or else they just start running out of stuff at those local breweries or whatever.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they brew their own stuff there at Kikianga, so they run out of stuff like at the end of the week when people go.
We can try to plan something. We'll see how, you know, all this turns out after the wedding.
Right.
You know what we were talking about off
I mean, my wife never wants to drink, but I was thinking about at least doing like a podcast where we record a podcast, go get a drink or something like that, and then, you know.
Whatever. Or get some drinks and then record a podcast. Right, yeah. To make it a bit more spicy, a little bit more fun.
I want to do a podcast there, Kiki. That's my goal.
Dude, that'd be lit. So we're about to try this sour me strawberry rhubarb pie.
Sour me, bro. That sounds kind of weird.
That's really good. I like that.
Yeah, I do like that. I wasn't too sure about the rhubarb.
I've never had a strawberry. I've never had a rhubarb pie.
This is strawberry rhubarb pie flavored.
Yeah.
And it's an ale.
A sour.
Yeah, sour. Sour me. I really don't taste too much strawberry, do you?
No.
I taste more rhubarb, and I'm not a super big fan of rhubarb.
I've never had rhubarb.
But, like rhubarb pie.
Nope.
It's I don't really like it, but I like this. Surprisingly, I do like this.
Yeah, I need to
I taste the rhubarb.
Get a camera and get my camera out. Untap it.
There you go. Untap the buzzball too.
Nah, I'm not untapping the buzzball.
No, it's not even beer.
Yeah, it's not beer.
I wonder if they have it on there, though.
I don't know. I might check it out. If you guys want to follow me on Untappd to see what beer I've been drinking, you can find me at ArchB11.
What's up, Tatum?
The doggy's okay, big man.
Dude, I want to plug my Untappd account.
Okay, yeah, we can unplug. We can plug your Untappd, not unplug it.
Plug my Untappd. All right, so it's just Josh Merfield.
Josh Merfield, you heard that.
I'm not going to spell it. If you find it, you find it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, if you want to see the beers he's been drinking and maybe, you know, want to try some new beers. So we're going to move this thing to the living room. Maybe, if he lets me. Come on. Bye.
Bye.
All right, go watch the show. Ooh, okay, or just playing here. That's fine, too.
He's being part of the podcast.
He does. He'd probably be very popular. All right, so, yeah, this is actually a really good beer. I do, where did I buy this
at? I like this.
Georgetown. That night we went to Saboya's, and we, I was going to invite you guys. Didn't I text you that night?
Oh, yeah. That was when I went to that party.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was the liquor store right behind Saboya's in that plaza. In
I feel like they have a lot of stuff there.
They do. It's definitely a lot better than freaking S&V right here on Maplecrest. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we went through and found a decent selection of beers. We were just having a date night, and yeah, we found a decent selection of beers, and she got a couple beers in there that she wanted to try. It was like a caramel apple beer,
but without tasting.
I mean, you can't. We got single, like, well, individual cans.
They have some days where you can go taste.
You can taste beers. I know, well, you can taste, like, wines and so liquor. Like,
there's some days where you can go upstairs and they have like cheese and liquor tasting events. You'll have to probably find that on Facebook, but I've been to a few.
Okay.
What's up, dog?
He wants you to kiss it.
Oh. Mwah. I kissed a
boo-boo. Why you want to kiss your boo-boo? You don't even know this man.
He put his hand to my face, and I was like, what the heck's going on? And Archie's like, he wants you to kiss his boo-boo, so I did.
He completely ignored me.
It's cool, dude. It's whatever.
But anyway, so let's dive into this. We kind of spent some time not really discussing anything, but
yeah. What's the topic of discussion today, bro?
Josh and I, we met back in the day. How long have we known each other? About 5 years now. 2014, 2015.
I feel like it was probably 2016.
2016. Yeah, because this would have been my fourth year at Rent-A-Center. So, but yeah, we met at Rent-A-Center. We worked together for a couple years. We just been cool ever since. Shoot. And we got a lot of stories. If you check out his podcast,
I mean, we can break out some here.
We might be able to break out a story on here.
Yeah, we can do that. Here. That's not, I don't have the rights to that. You worked there longer than I did. If anything, you got the rights to all those crazy stories.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, we got some crazy stories. Like I said, if you want to check out the Nevermind podcast, he's had me on there a couple times, and yeah, we definitely have talked about some stuff.
What's up,
bud? You getting a hug?
What's up, bud?
You giving more love than you give me, bruh. Okay, hi.
There you go.
You just chilling right here. Can you say hi?
Hey.
Hey. That's what he said.
Yeah, there's nobody there. You was looking for mommy, huh?
Uh-huh.
No, we're not FaceTiming.
Yeah, get her on FaceTime.
Yeah!
No, she's busy. But, yeah, back to it. Yeah, we met at Rent-A-Center. We got a lot of crazy stories, so feel free to check out his podcast. We might bring out a story today. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see how the day goes. Are you trying to ride that?
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, dude. His son is over here trying to ride a Hot Wheel by sitting on it.
Oh, man. Hilarious. So, Josh, tell us a little about yourself, man. Tell my following a little bit about yourself.
Man, you know, I just I work at FedEx. I'm a delivery driver. I'm married. Archie was in my wedding.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
Just under a year.
Under a year. You coming up on your anniversary, your first anniversary.
Yes, sir.
Here in November.
Yes, sir.
You just a few weeks away.
That's true.
You got any advice for the soon-to-be newlyweds? That's Ashley and I.
Well, I mean, our situations are a little bit different because you guys have a kid.
Yes.
And we don't, but I mean, basically, what I've noticed, which I've always been under the assumption that it was the opposite, but I've been let off the leash since I've been married, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know, but I think it's just because my wife and I have been together so long.
She gets tired of seeing you all
the time. Like, she doesn't even listen to
like,
my
now
podcast.
That y'all live together,
yeah.
Now that y'all live together, she don't want to see you as much.
But I think it's just like, all right, you're married to me now, you know. I don't know. I have that security.
Yeah.
I don't need you all. I don't need you under my watch all the time. You're legally binded to me. But, I mean, I don't know.
What do you like to do for fun?
I swear I like to podcast. That's what I do for fun now. Ever since I got into that, I can't stop.
The Nevermind podcast.
Yeah, the Nevermind podcast.
I guess another question, not just what advice do you have for the soon-to-be newlyweds, what advice do you have for wedding day?
Because,
I mean, I know building up to it, of course, is very stressful, but that day is finally here.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
So the entire time, like, leading up to my wedding, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. I mean, this is not going to be anything. It's just whatever, you know, whatever. It's all people I know out there. But then when it came down to it, man, did you see me? I was like, I was like about to cry. I was turning red. I was sweating. I was super nervous. And it was just my wife in front of me and my family out in the audience. And I, like, it just comes at you, man. I mean, you just... I don't know. I mean, I was playing it cool the entire time, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you seem cool as a fan.
I know. And then when it all started happening and we were getting in lines and I walked out with the officiant or whatever, the guy that married us.
That didn't know y'all last name.
Yeah. He kept saying it wrong. Yeah, man. It just hit me weird. I was tearing up. And I was sweating, I was turning red, I was biting my lips real bad. Like, I don't know, like a switch just went off, because we just had rehearsal the day before.
Yeah, we
man.
Did, rehearsals.
So, I'm not saying get super drunk.
I was about to say, you didn't drink at all, man.
Yeah,
that's
when I was trying to be sober.
Yeah,
I was sober for a few months there. But I think a little bit to take the edge off would probably do you good.
Yeah. I already told Ashley. I'm like, I definitely plan on drinking. Like, I'm not going to drink to where I'm slurring my words and stumbling because I don't want to make a fool out of us.
Uh-huh.
But I do want to have maybe a slight buzz so I'm not as nervous. And, you know, I don't know. Like, now that you're talking about it, like,
it is kind of... No, so, our situations are kind of different, because with my wedding, I kind of did my wife, you know, well, I was just being kind of nice, or I wasn't being nice, but I was just like, I know she's going to be upset with me if I got super drunk, you know, at the wedding, and she's not a drinker, she doesn't really like to drink, it, like, makes her sick. If she takes a sip of alcohol.
That's because she don't drink enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
You gotta get through that initial stage where you drink and throw up.
The way I grew up, I'm okay with her not... I would rather her not want to drink at all than drink way too much.
Yeah, no. And that's just complete jokes. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, any normal person knows how to handle themselves, so... I mean, I think when I took a couple months off of drinking, I think that really did, like, help me. Because I started drinking young, man. That's why I was just off the wall when I started drinking. My goal when I started drinking was, like, to black out.
When did you start drinking?
Oh, like, 16, 17. Which isn't even super young.
That's not super young. Yeah, some people are just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew some drinkers. I actually didn't start drinking till after I turned 18. Yeah. Actually... So, funny story. I'm going to kind of, you know, divert a little bit. I've tasted beer and alcohol before I was 18. But I turned 18 May 19th, 2011. I graduated the very next day. I graduated high school. So, after graduation... Me and my friends, we are riding around town.
Blasted.
We went to a... I didn't go to my first party, but I, like, went to a party. I was drinking. I don't even know what I was drinking. They call it Hunch Punch in the South.
What's Hunch Punch?
It's just, like, jungle juice.
So is this when you're in...
Tennessee.
I can never remember if you live in Tennessee or Kentucky.
I mean, it's the same. I can't be mad at that. Thing. Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tennessee.
But I was drinking that. I didn't really get drunk off that. But that was like the first time I actually was drinking, more than just tasting something.
Right.
Then I smoked weed for the first time.
Yeah.
Smoked weed for the first time.
That same day.
That same night. And then we rode, I think, that was the first time I smoked weed, and that was the first time I, like, drank, like I said, more than tasted, I actually drank. And really, that wasn't the first time I've been to a party, but that was, like, maybe, like, a party like that.
Right. Like, I didn't party until after I was, like, 18.
Like, I did.
Party, at least.
Yeah, like, my parties were, like, at church. Church events.
What the heck are you even talking about?
Oh, man, that stuff was fun.
Were you sneaking beers at church? Were you just tasting them? Let me pour the rest of this out for Jesus.
Nah, man, like...
Just take a sip.
I mean, we would...
Take a sip!
We would go to church, have some fun.
Sip some beer?
No, we didn't drink at church.
But that's
the most we drank was, like, grape juice.
Like, so you're counting church as a party? No, but you didn't drink.
Okay, I mean, you can have a party without drinking.
Okay.
But we would have, like, church events, and those were, like, the closest things to parties that I went
to. Were you on LSD?
No, I didn't do drugs, dude. Dang.
What, dude? Sober parties? What's that? People that are sober don't party.
I wasn't sober. I was high on Jesus.
High on life.
I was high on Christ.
How does that happen?
What do you mean? You went to a Lutheran school?
Yeah, and that's what messed me up. I don't know what kind of language
you can use any kind of language.
That's what did it for me, man. That's
what say it.
I'm not, I don't want to cuss in front of your kid. Dude, he's looking right at me. See, he's waiting for it. No, man, it's like, I don't know. I mean, you go to a Christian school all your life. I mean, what do you expect? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't go to a Christian school all my life. I went to
public school. Well, it was really the high school that was like weird, you know?
He not kissing your foot, bro.
I'm sorry, bud.
He not about to kiss
your foot. I ain't going to kiss your foot.
Go play.
I'll shake your foot or whatever. I ain't going to kiss it. You can kiss your son's foot, dude. You can do
that. I mean, I will kiss his foot, but he didn't even do anything. All right. But yeah, man, no. I was high on Christ.
I thought you were going to say crack.
We ain't going to talk about that.
Oh, shit.
Oh. No, not me.
Oh. What are you talking about then?
I'll mention it off camera. We had a coworker. Yeah, we had a coworker whose husband was a crack addict. Whoa. And so she decided to try it to see what all the fuss was about and why.
Is this I? Her name starts with an I. So she decided. I didn't know that.
Oh no! Yeah, she told us. She was like, "Yeah, I just decided to try it because I wanted to see what was, you know, the big deal and why he would, you know, act the way he was."
No, she's addicted.
No, she's not addicted.
She's super skinny.
No, from what I see on Facebook, is doing very well. She also didn't get addicted.
She did?
She did not.
Oh. That reminds me of when she was trying not to laugh when one of her customers was yelling at our boss.
You gotta inform me on this story. You can tell this story.
I mean, I don't. Oh, I may have been there.
But I can't remember.
I definitely can't tell the story.
I mean, it's been plenty of times where we were trying not to laugh.
Well, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was her, not Betty. But it was a man, and he was a frequent customer of ours. He was skinny. He lived like across the street from Randalia Hospital. You know who I'm talking about now?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about now. Look at your face.
Yeah, was that her or was that
I don't think.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think that may have been her. Oh man, didn't he have an issue with you?
Probably.
Was you the look at your face person?
He was talking to Kevin. He was talking to our boss.
Were you the person that walked?
No, that was the guy. That's in between when
that was
I...
was Keegan.
Yeah.
That was Keegan.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But I think I was there after the fact. Like, okay. When he quit, that's when I came back.
Yeah, you did come back after he quit. Because Antonio was still there.
Oh, yeah.
You worked with Antonio for a little bit.
So let's explain to these people what's going on. Because we're just having our own inside conversation.
Yeah, so we're just talking about a few of the co-workers that we went through while working at Rent-A-Center. Josh did leave for a short period of time to work at a bank.
And I got fired.
He got fired. He wasn't good with math.
I wasn't Christian enough.
He wasn't Christian.
Or I wasn't good at math.
I'll say, you worked with a bunch of women and they just didn't like you.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I think my boss sent her kid to a private Christian school, and you know, she would of course talk about it to other people, and I probably just had like a smug look on my face or something. I don't know. But I mean I didn't screw up my job that bad. I think she just was a bitch and didn't like me.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be like that sometimes.
Anyway,
but yeah, so yeah, we went through a few co-workers before we got our crew back, our fun crew, Josh. We told a story recently about when Josh came back on his podcast. Y'all thirsty.
Yeah, y'all thirsty.
Yeah, so we had this customer who, they weren't the best customers, but they would pay. Well, at some point, they stopped paying us. And we went and did a home visit, and Josh had just came back. And I was like, hey, Josh, I want you to knock on this door. They haven't seen you. Because at that time, like, they pretty much knew everybody, like the two people that were out doing like deliveries and stuff, we were black. So Josh is white. I'm like, hey man, they don't know who you are. They just gonna think it's some random white dude knocking on their door. Uh-huh. So I'm like, Josh, knock on the door. Of course, they open the door and Josh ain't even able to get a word out. I step right in front of him and I'm like, hey, we need to get our stuff back.
And yeah, Archie just like pivots around the corner and steps right in. Like, this is a setup. But you know, then he's like, yo, we need our stuff back. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, some goldfish.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm like, yeah, we need our stuff back. And the girl that answers, she's like, oh, my dad's been in jail, blah, blah, blah. We're gonna pay today. And I'm like, nah, we need our stuff now. And she's like, okay, hold on. So she shuts the door and we just wait around. Like 5 minutes go by and she hasn't opened the door yet. So I knock again and then she opens the door and says, y'all thirsty. So
she literally just opened the door, was waving her head and everything, and said, y'all thirsty.
Yeah.
And slammed the door shut.
So at that point I was like, you know, with them telling me that her dad just got out of jail, I was like, well, I can come back with the sheriff. Ooh. And of course that, you know, she that comes. Yeah, that did something that sparked a little fire there. She brings her dad. She gets her dad and he comes to the door and he's like, oh, I'll pay today. And I'm like, nah, man, it's too far past due. We need to pick our stuff up. So, yeah, we picked it up. I fell in the snow while picking it up. That was kind of embarrassing, they didn't see, so it wasn't that embarrassed.
I was like, dang, dude, we're cool. We just repoed these people's shit. And then you had to go and fall in the snow, and that just kind of took away the feeling.
I mean, yeah, it took away the feeling from my butt because it was snow and it was cold.
Oh, man.
But
I do miss that job sometimes.
I don't have
the good stories anymore, you know?
I miss that job. You know, I miss that job because it was such an easy job, but it was, like, stressful at the same time. Like, when things get bad, they're, like, really awful. And
yeah. That's how kind of like being delivery guys was too.
Yeah, it is.
Like I can even say for me, like some days it's like today was super easy. I had a small area I had to deliver to. Didn't have very many stops, but sometimes I just get blown out and things aren't the way they're supposed to be, and my map is mixed up, and it's just a hell show. But that's kind of how Rent-A-Center was too, you know.
Yeah,
you just had good days and you had bad days.
Yeah,
but I think that can be pretty much said for any
that job, can be said so. For any job, but it just like with me, it got to a point where I just couldn't take it anymore. It was like, you know, on top of that, I had my son at this point, so I'm like, I don't really want to work a job where I gotta work Saturdays. But now you guys want us to stay till 9 o'clock on Saturdays or on Fridays. Ooh. And then come in on Saturday, and I was just like, nah, man, I wasn't really feeling what management was talking about. And then our boss, I mean, he's a good guy, but I just...
We're going to have him on at some point.
Maybe on your podcast.
Yeah, we'll have him on mine.
He's a real good guy. He's real cool, real friendly, but I just didn't, like, agree with how he ran things, and... So I just, you know, did what I had to do. Got a raise and then left.
I just didn't, I had a real hard time with, like, just taking people's stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was, like, when, you know, it was, like, you're taking away children's, like, beds or, like, entertain. You know, you're creating bad memories.
Yeah.
Traumatic memories for these young people, and knocking on doors and scaring people's wives and, you know, just stuff like that. It's just like, you know, I didn't like that. It didn't give me a good feeling.
No, I feel you.
But sometimes it was fun.
Sometimes. It was definitely a lot of fun days.
Sometimes it was super fun taking some asshole's shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just when they're in that instance, like, yeah there was plenty of people we felt bad for, but at the same time, it's like, there was plenty of people, like, yeah. I'm glad I'm doing this because you're a dick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. There's so many people that I wish, like, we could have gotten stuff from.
Right.
I mean, you literally get people running from you. Yeah. Yep. You get people that just ignore you.
Archie sticks his foot in the door right before they slam it shut when they're running from you.
You talking about on Winter Street?
I think so. never
deliver to Winter Street. Don't, if you got a customer on Winter Street, don't even do it.
Man. Man, what was I gonna say?
I don't think I stuck my foot in the door though. Yeah. I think no, she shut the door, but obviously she ran, but yeah. We seen her obviously.
And then when she started opening it back up, you kind of snuck your foot up into the doorway.
No, I like, did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
I remember I like stepped closer and she got mad at me, like I was trying to fight her or something.
Well, maybe she was super defensive. I don't know.
Well, maybe. I mean, we never ended up getting that back anyway. But it was like it was really cheap anyway, so it wasn't even that much money.
Oh yeah, this is what I was gonna say. So the tanning place that was so this tanning place, if you're in the Fort Wayne area, there's a tanning place that was on like the corner of Clinton and Washington Center Road. This man like stole from us and got away with it. A washer and dryer, a business owner. That is mind-boggling.
Okay, to me. It's not mind-boggling if you think about it in a sense that his business actually shut down.
Yeah.
And when y'all talked to his employees, they were like, "Oh yeah, we're not even getting paid like half the time."
Yeah, but you would think that they would be like, "Yeah, come, yeah, sure, screw this guy." You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was.
That's one of the. That's. I drove all the way to Huntington to
get that
to run his house, but it was like his elderly mother's house.
Yeah,
because I recognize it because for my job I actually delivered packages. And I was like, oh, I recognize it. This is totally this dude's parents' house. I've been here before. But yeah, man, there's just sometimes. Just piss you off like that.
Yeah.
You get to rob people.
Yeah.
So it varies on the spectrum of whether you're pissed off or you feel bad. You know what I mean?
How far are you done in that beer?
I'm just installing.
I'm about to go grab another beer.
I was installing. This should have been long gone.
Yeah, it should. Well, I mean, I just finished mine. If you want to shut this gate, I don't think he's following. Yep, he's following. Never mind.
He wants to be a part of it, man.
Yeah, he does. He wants to be a part of everything. So I'm just grabbing another beer. I ain't even gonna lie to you guys, man, my fiance ain't here. I'm bored and lonely. I really didn't know what to do with myself.
Hey, just by the way, someone had to load their truck outside to deliver this because their terminal's too small.
All right, let's see what we want to try. I'll leave it alone. That's Ashley's.
I'm gonna keep this in my pocket, but you can try whatever you want.
I'm gonna try one of those too. Come on, big man, let's go.
Alright.
Come on.
Keep in mind, this was pretty cheap. I got this at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. So, what was the experience in there? I've never been to Trader Joe's.
You've never been to Trader Joe's? Yeah,
I know it was a lot of hype surrounding it opening up.
Yeah, man. We love Trader Joe's, me and my wife. Like, sometimes we make road trips just to go to Trader Joe's before there's...
Where was the Trader Joe's at?
We made road trips to Indy. We made road trips to Kalamazoo.
Y'all really like driving. Y'all go to Sonic in Bryan, Ohio, don't you?
Yeah, we were going to do that tonight.
Oh, this is also... We should all do that together one time, too.
Go to Sonic.
Yeah, I talked to Ashley about that.
Okay.
This is actually... I've had this beer before, and this is one of the worst beers I've ever had in my life.
Well, why did you get it again?
Because I didn't know... I didn't know at the...
Go to the bathroom.
Okay. That is not Dada.
Baba.
Whoa, who you talking to like that?
Bye. Bye.
You gotta be careful with that, fam. Here, let's go. Come on, let's go out.
Bye, 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 bye.
Hey, I'm not leaving. I'm right here. Do you want to go watch a movie? Man, this kid is such a character. If for my audience that has kids, I'm sure you guys know how it is. Whoa, careful. Kids are so fun. What you got? You got, who is this? This is Cruz Ramirez from Cars 3. And you got a four-wheeler. We're going to probably get you a four-wheeler one of these days when you get a little bit older so you can ride around the world. It's okay, big man. Thank you guys all for listening. I'm going to take a short ad break. All right, and we're back. Sorry, just had to take a quick break. So, actually...
He spilled beer everywhere.
Josh just spilled beer everywhere. Actually, it wasn't that bad, but he did spill beer. Let me see. So, I have tried this. This beer is called... This is Wild Sour Series. It's called Here Goes Nothing by Distill Brewery. Let's see what my check-in was. What did I rate this as?
Probably like a zero.
I don't know where to see. Let's see what I rate this as. I tried this at Deer Park. I rated it as a 3.5. But I had a friend who rated it as like, he said it was like one of the worst beers he ever had. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay, so the beer I'm drinking is a beer I got from Trader Joe's. And was I talking... I was talking about Trader Joe's before we...
Yeah, we were just talking about Trader Joe's.
So, yeah, we used to go, but they just opened up a Trader Joe's here in town. And, I mean, it was pretty busy. It was super busy, actually.
Is that at Jefferson Point?
Yeah, Jefferson Point.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been out that way in... a long time.
They have a Rocket Fizz there too.
What's that?
It's like a, it's kind of dumb that they have one in Jefferson Point, but it's like something they have in big cities, like tourists go. It's like kind of retro, like a retro candy store.
Oh, one of those things.
Tin signs and fudge and candy.
Okay. Taffy.
Taffy, not fudge, but.
Yeah. We went to one in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
When Ashley and I went
to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, we didn't go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We went to a Cavs game.
Oh.
And then they had, I want to say there was one in like Florida that was, I don't know, similar.
But Trader Joe's. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know Trader Joe's, but it's like they've got. Bunch of different foods there, like cheese and dips and, I mean, they got pretty much a bunch of different food, but it's always changed out. That's why it's called Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay. I actually never really heard of it until it was coming to town and everybody was talking about it.
Oh, yeah. We love Trader Joe's.
I mean, is it better than, like, Costco or Sam's Club? Or, like, is it on that scale, or is it, like, something smaller?
I mean, I just learned that it's pretty much, like, this owned, like, the same company as Aldi.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like Trader Joe's is supposed to be fancier or something like that.
So it's like Aldi. Like the fancy version of Aldi?
Yeah, pretty much. But I got this gross-ass beer from there. It was only, like, $6-7. But I bought it because I thought Hefeweizen was supposed to be like a Budweiser, but it does not taste like Budweiser.
Hefeweizen. Let me finish this. I guess I can drink it out the glass. Hefeweizen.
Yeah, Hefeweizen.
This is 5.3% alcohol.
I've been to, I think, like BJ's Brewhouse, and I asked about what Hefeweizen was, and it's like German for, you know... Well, German for something, but it's pretty much, it's supposed to be like a Budweiser.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Now I see why it was so cheap.
What?
Like, what do you think that's supposed to be?
That tastes like
a Miller Lite on steroids. Like
brake fluid.
It tastes like a Miller Lite on steroids. Like a super pills.
That's like, this might actually be the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
It's pretty bad.
It tastes like, so like, if you working on your car and then you like, you don't wash your hands before eating something. Uh-huh. It tastes like the oil off of working on your car.
Dude, I like doing that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, dude. Like, when I would pump gas into my diesel truck, when I had a diesel truck at FedEx, and I'd go to the gas station to get, like, a pizza, and I would got some gas in my hands, and I'd just eat that gross-ass pizza in the heat lamp. There's just something about it where it's like, this all goes together.
That makes you sound like, it sound like you a serial killer.
I'm just joking. But I do like the smell of gasoline.
No, yeah, the smell of gasoline is undefeated.
Ew. So you know how on Untappd it has flavors?
Yeah.
Someone said banana.
Banana. That's what it's supposed to taste like?
Really?
Bavarian. But ain't Bavarian like a cream? What flavor is Bavarian cream?
I have no clue.
Let's look it up.
I guess now. I mean, it does say about it. It says tastes like banana.
A unique strain of wheat beer yeast produces an array of distinct flavor qualities typical of a true Hefeweizen: citrus, bubblegum, clove, and banana.
Ew, that's such a weird flavor for beer: bubblegum and banana,
and clove.
And clove.
I don't know what a clove actually tastes like, but I feel like it's. Sometimes
it's like a four-leaf clover.
No, a clove is like, it's not even green. It's like brown.
Oh.
It's usually added in like Chinese food.
I rated it like one.
I don't even know if I rated that. I'm about to take another sip.
I'll probably finish it, but I don't really like it. Well, now that it said banana,
I didn't get the hint.
I think in my mind, I'll be like, okay, this is like banana beer, and I've had banana beer before. I've had a banana.
Have you had bananas in blow?
Yes, in my cabana. That's a song. Look it up. Bananas and Blow by Ween. What else you got? What is this podcast about?
So, I mean, this podcast is really about, you know, just figuring life out as a millennial.
Pursuit of happiness.
In a sense, yeah. In a sense. You know, you're going on a year married. Has there been anything challenging so far?
Just trying to figure out our finances and what our financial goals are going to be and paying off debt.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I feel you. I feel you on that.
And then with...
I mean, you guys could, if you want, like, we can talk to Ashley. I mean, she does work at a bank.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell her your money situation, but, you know, she can give you... Let you know about the options.
We've sat down and talked to someone there at where she works.
Yeah.
Because that's where we do our banking. And they gave us some options about consolidating all of our debt and all that.
That is not a bad idea.
Which really isn't, but we've got...
If you can get a good percentage, it's a good rate.
I've got my student loans that's still going to pay off, which I haven't had to because of...
I just defer my student loans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least in my case, I haven't had to pay them throughout the pandemic. That's just something... I just haven't had to pay them through the pandemic.
Wait, where did you go to school?
Ivy Tech.
Ivy Tech, I thought so. But you didn't go for more than one semester, did you?
No, I went for a while, but I just never amounted to anything. I never got a degree.
Yeah,
I went for like four semesters, but I never... Uh-huh. I wasn't even close.
You could have got your associate's thing.
No, man, because I was that bad. I didn't take enough classes, and I failed classes.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, I was just distracted because I had my girlfriend, and I didn't want to study.
I got distracted at Ball State from partying, so...
Yeah.
And I couldn't afford school, so... So did my brother. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He only made it one semester, didn't he?
I think so. Maybe two. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still paying Ball State. Have you ever had some munchos?
potato chips. I'm gonna tell you right now, the sound of bags, snack bags opening or whatever on the phone recorder sounds terrible. So the next time we do a podcast, I was like, dude, before, like, I'm not gonna start the podcast until we open our snacks because it's like that obnoxious. But you know,
go ahead and try one.
What? Potato chips? Am potato crisp. Blown away? A potato crisp. So is it deep fried?
It probably is.
It's good, but it tastes like potato chip. A regular
the perfect amount of salt.
Chip. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sorry, we kind of got diverted. I really wanted some chips. They were just looking good. But where were we at? So, but other than that, like, we're just, yeah, I mean, we're just, you know, we're millennials trying to get life together, trying to figure it out. Of course, we got a kid in the equation. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what's it like not having a kid? I mean, what's it like? What do you guys plan on having kids? I mean, is that something you can talk about on the podcast? Or is that something you guys are ready for? I mean, you're never really ready for it, but.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of still in the time frame where we're just enjoying this step of marriage and just enjoying ourselves and each other. And I mean, I'm sure soon we'll think about kids. I'm sure soon that'll be something we plan on. But yeah, right now we're just trying to get better financially because, I mean, right now we're working hard to pay off our car, and then we both got a sizable credit card debt. You know how that goes.
I've been there, yep.
You know how that goes. So, you know, we're just kind of manage that kind of stuff. And, I don't know. That's pretty much it. Just, I mean, 2020, you're pretty much just trying to get through 2020. I mean,
yeah, man.
There's really no progress this
2020
year.
Has been, I'm not going to say it's no progress, It is weird getting married when we are. That has definitely been interesting. Me and Ashley have talked about it. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but they canceled our food tasting. So we had to pick random foods to taste. They're like, oh, we assure you all of our food is good. I'm sure you think that. But
yeah.
So we kind of picked the safe choice with food and hors d'oeuvres and stuff. Uh-huh. Also, I did text it to the group chat, though. You seen about the keg.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The secret stash.
Yeah, so. We'll go ahead and get that at least, you know. We'll have that going. We'll have some. Well, I'm not going to reveal too many details about what we'll have for everybody at the tables and stuff. But we'll be good. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm so glad that, you know, this is approaching. I'm glad in a sense that, you know, I'll finally be able to, you know, marry my best friend.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad that this is about to be over financially.
right.
Because,
that's one, I mean, my wife was stressed out, like blitzed, stressed out about the wedding and everything. But if you don't know my wife, which you probably don't, I mean, she's super just, you know, always stressed out, paranoid about a lot of stuff. So planning a wedding pretty much by herself, because I wasn't really any.
We don't know what to do.
Exactly. I mean, whenever I would ask, you'd be like, yeah, because it's just decision making, and a woman isn't going to want you to tell her what to do about a wedding. and if she does ask you, if she already has the answer in her mind, she just wants you to agree with her. yeah,
bro.
Or else this will be an argument or something like that.
Man, you know what? Ashley has asked me. It's like, I know she wants me to be included.
Right.
She's asked me my opinion on stuff, and she's asked me, you know, would it be okay if we do this? And I just tell her yes. I tell her I like it.
Right.
I tell her it's fine. Unless I absolutely do not like it. But that hasn't been the case. Like, she's had great ideas. She's been exceptional at everything she's doing. Because, I'm no help at all. Like, I just say yeah. Because, I mean, it's going to cost this much. My question is, how much does it cost? Can we afford it? She does all the budgeting. Can we afford it? I mean, yeah, but no. Okay.
Do you have any... Is the bride's parents paying for it?
Her dad is paying for the venue. We're essentially just kind of covering everything else. So we got the DJ, our photographer.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's pretty much how it was for us. So, I mean, we pretty much got done paying off her parents. Now we're working on the car, and then we're going to work on our credit card debt. So, really, just the first year of us being married is just us, like...
Why'd you guys pay off her parents?
Because we owed them some money. Because they had...
From the wedding?
Yeah, they had, like, a set number that they were going to
cover. Oh, y'all went over it?
Yeah,
Okay. I was about to say. Yeah, I know how that is. I think we're over about $50, so...
Oh, over 50? We were over, like, hundreds. Hundreds of dollars, if not even like over $1,000.
Yeah, no. So we're good where we're at. Our venue was really, they worked with us. Man, if any of them entrepreneurs out there, one day when I make money, I'm gonna build a wedding venue. Cause,
right,
bro,
plant some pretty trees out there, then bitches will be going crazy, dude.
Man. The amount of money these people be making. Like, I know, like, it's not a lot that goes into, essentially, it's a lot that goes into wedding planning. But when you have every single thing that you need and you just reuse that stuff, you're not spending a lot of money. Like, you're not buying anything extra. You're just providing food at that point, or alcohol, and paying staff. So, you guys are making a lot of money off of us and, you know, paying your bills, but... They make a lot of money off of us, and, like, ours is fairly cheap from what we've seen. Like, the first venue that we even looked at was, like, $12,000 just for the venue.
What was that?
That was, in Columbia City. No, not the Charles. We did look at the Charles. We didn't really like it. It was Union 12.
We got our fish unit or whatever from the Charles.
Yeah, it was Union 12. So, they were, like, $12,000. Right off the rip.
Damn.
Yeah, so... Nah.
Well, I mean... Oh, are you guys taking any, like, extra precaution or anything like that for COVID or anything like that? Anything weird?
Ashley made a post on Facebook.
I read that, like, wear a mask if you want
to wear a mask, that's fine. We advise the wedding party to not wear a mask, because, I mean...
Right, yeah.
It's not gonna look good for pictures. Right.
Yeah.
If you wanna get tested, go for it. I don't know if the venue is doing anything, but as of now, I believe Indiana's out of, like, you know, the severe stages. Even though I've just seen a news report that said COVID went up. Like, I got like something from Wayne 15. But
yeah. So here's a tip for everyone. I mean. If you don't want a pre-existing condition on your record, stop getting tested. Because if Trump is reelected, pretty much, and Obamacare is repealed, then your insurance is going to get all whack, and you're going to have pre-existing conditions from COVID, which the president did not do anything about, and then you're going to get screwed because you're going to have a pre-existing condition from your COVID test.
Yeah. This is not a political podcast, but no, I do got a question.
It doesn't. Do you think
he actually had COVID?
That is a good question, because I really don't know. I think he did, personally, and I think he was saved miraculously by the best healthcare in the world. Which most Americans don't have access to. So he was actually, it was all due to the help of stem cell research.
Yeah.
The souls of aborted fetuses are what saved him. So all you Republicans can think about that. But anyway.
I wouldn't say Republicans, I'd say Trump supporters.
Alright, yeah, this ain't political, so...
Yeah, this ain't political, but it was just a question. Other than that, man, I'm...
You're wiped.
No, I'm not wiped. I really... How long are you staying here? Because I just want somebody to hang out with, man.
How long am I staying here? I don't know. My wife hasn't texted me yet.
Okay, because I would say we can have some more drinks and chill. I mean, I can't get drunk, obviously. I'm watching the little man by myself, but it's only 6:30. It's, like, super early. I don't have Ashley here.
Man,
we can watch this episode and chill out.
I get pissed off when my wife sits there and watches TikTok. So it's like, it's probably good for her for me to be out of the house because I get pissed off when she watches TikTok. Yeah, so she can have her TikTok time and I can have my buddy time hanging out with my friends.
Oh, man. I just re-downloaded TikTok because Ashley wants us to have one for like this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I might be buying a microphone this weekend. Her brother has a really nice microphone that he might be interested in selling. I just bought a headset that's chilling on my TV stand. I just bought that, but if he wants to really sell that microphone, I'm going to return that.
Have you used that in your other podcasts?
No, I haven't. I just got that yesterday. No, Thursday. I got that Thursday. I already have another headset, but that one was on sale for Prime Day. I still haven't paid for it because...
oh, shoot.
Like, it hasn't been paid... Not. Oh, sorry, never mind. I paid for that, sorry. But I ordered something else. Cash App, they did, like, this 99% discount on anything that you bought with a Cash App card. So I bought a camera for Tatum, and I haven't been charged for that. I kind of got my stories confused.
Oh. I mean, for me, I like doing mine in my car. So I would want to, like, do some research to see if, like, it could just plug straight into my cell phone instead of plugging into a computer. You know what I mean?
That's typically not going to be the case.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But I do need a better microphone for my podcast.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I probably won't use the microphone until I get a computer, but I do plan on getting a computer soon. Now I just have to wait until I figure out these, you know, new circumstances with my job.
Right.
Because unfortunately that is being a crap show right now. But I'll get it figured out. I mean, I'm still working, so I'll just maybe find a second job or find a full-time job, so...
You don't like driving? Is that the thing?
I mean, driving's okay.
Because I love driving. That's like the best job.
But you remember I never drove for...
I know. I always had to drive Archie around at Rent-A-Center. He never wanted... He just wanted to sleep. But in his defense, he was waking up early to go work at UPS. At the beginning when we were working together, he was still working at UPS and Rent-A-Center.
Yeah.
So he'd be taking a nap while I was driving him to go repo people's shit.
But yeah, I mean, it's not that I hate that job. It's really easy. Not easy, it's difficult, but it's simple, I guess I should say.
Yeah, it's simple.
It's a simple job, but it's not necessarily easy. Yeah, it's nowhere near easy. Shoot, I lost 25 pounds in the course of like 2 months working there.
My body's about to break down, dude.
But at the same time, I don't know if it's just not for me. Right. Maybe one day, you know, maybe one day the right person will listen. And one of us will, you know, we'll get a podcast deal.
Yeah.
Even if you pay us like a year's salary of what I'm making now, I can, you know, or something that I can live off of. Give us like a 2-year contract with that so much salary.
I wonder what like a regular sponsor pays. Like that's not, you know, a regular anchor ad. You know?
Well, a sponsor, I would say sponsors pay per click or per listen.
Uh-huh.
So
does Anchor.
Yeah, that is true. But sponsors would be different. Like, if you got a contract with somebody that, like, a company, so, like, say Spotify, mm-hmm. They give you a contract, Spotify. They can offer you an amount, and you can throw in, they can throw in incentives like, oh, we get so much of this so much percent of your advertisement. What is my dog doing? But stuff like that. Like, I just want, like, if somebody want to give me a little contract, if y'all listen... I mean, y'all can give me pointers on what to work on, on how to grow my audience. But, and same with, you know, Josh at the Nevermind podcast. If y'all got any tips for us, y'all can tweet us or.
I mean, it's obvious that we're not super great. We don't have the best quality, but still, you know.
Yeah.
We're recording off of a cell phone right now. We're not really too worried about... We're not putting out the best material we possibly could be right now.
Yeah, we're
just kind of...
We're showing that we actually have the passion for it.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
I mean, it, you know... And we're not... of course, we're not just anybody. Like, I mean, there's lots of podcasts out there. There are lots of people that have lots of content. And, you know, obviously we want to be different than everybody. So, you know, if y'all want to suggest some topics or something that, you know, you guys feel, or let us know how you guys felt about what we said, or if you guys connect to anything, anytime, just, you know, tweet us, follow us on Instagram, help us grow. I mean, we, you know, we'll support, we need support, we got to start somewhere, so this is our start.
If you want to tweet us, at the Never Pod and at Figuring Pod.
The Figuring Pod, yeah, Figuring Pod.
Both of our Twitter accounts are very engaged with each other, so, you know, just if you want to tweet one of us, it's already like a community. We're engaged because it's the both of us, both for podcasts already.
Yeah.
Are in that.
We're just trying to grow.
But where I'm coming from is I'm listening to the early days of the Joe Rogan podcast like 10 years ago, so that's still a shit show, so that's why my podcast is a shit show.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's hard to really say where we should be right now, or what we should be doing. I mean, who knows? You know, podcasts may not be something in my future, but I don't know.
I mean, just because you don't have a million listeners.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, like, speaking in general, like, this may not be something that, you know, I'm able to stick with, you know, maybe due to life circumstances, but
yeah.
This is something that I know I could see myself being passionate about, and, you know, if I have to do this twice a week or three times or once a week, I don't mind. I mean, even if it's a small check. I mean, right now I'm doing it for free, but of course, a check is always welcome.
Hey, you don't want to be known as a sellout. I do my podcast because I genuinely like being an entertainer.
No, yeah, for sure.
I like, and I know you do too. We both like being entertainers. And we both like having different people on and having different point of views and having different stories. So that's a reason in itself to listen to both of our podcasts.
And if you happen to live in Fort Wayne and you are in the podcast game, like I've seen some, you know, I've seen like one other podcast in Fort Wayne. But if there's anybody out there that has podcasts, reach out to us and maybe we can link up and do one together. Get to know each other and kind of...
Yeah, I mean, if you're a local dude, man, I'll listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
If I know you, if I know you're from Fort Wayne, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, even we can... I don't know, the thing about growing up, like, I didn't really... I wasn't here during the social aspect. Like, I was here in middle school. Get out of here, Nat. I was here in middle school. I wasn't here in high school where... I wasn't here in high school where... you know, most people develop socially. I was in a whole nother state. I mean, people, if somebody's out there in Tennessee listening and y'all, you know, got the Anchor app, we can record together. But shoot, I'm down to connect with anybody that's down to connect with me.
Right on, right on.
Especially if you're down to try some new beers or
Drinking beer.
Yeah, we do. Shoot, I kind of want to do, have you ever heard of Drink Champs?
Is that a YouTube channel?
No, it's a podcast. It's more like a rap podcast.
I really don't listen to too many podcasts.
I listen to a few. My favorite podcast is the Joe Budden podcast, then their sister podcast, the Need to Know podcast.
You need to listen to the Joe Rogan
podcast. I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast when there's people that I know on there.
Listen to the very... Oh, okay. I mean, I'm starting from the beginning. They have, like... thousands of episodes.
He's a lot of episodes. But I don't know. What was I saying?
I keep on interrupting you. I don't know. If you're from Tennessee.
No, I was saying something after that. I don't know. Either way, like, I don't know. I really enjoy this. I think this is kind of therapeutic, to be honest.
It is, dude. Whenever the day after I record a podcast, I feel so refreshed. Like, it's just like I'm a bitch that just got done doing yoga. I feel that refreshed, dude. It's on. Like, do you feel like that? Like, you just said it feels therapeutic, but like the day after I'm done recording a podcast, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if I ain't got to go to work anyway.
I mean, I'm working, dude, and I feel so much better at work.
Yeah. No. Oh, I was saying podcasts I like to listen to.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking about. Sorry. But yeah, it's definitely therapeutic. I could do this every day, to be honest.
I don't know if I could talk that much.
I mean, I probably couldn't talk that much.
Yeah.
But I could, like, I feel like I could do it every day if it were, like, maybe even being, like, a radio host or something. I could do that.
That's what I'm trying to get a gig as.
Oh, word?
I mean, if someone would contact me about it, I wouldn't say no.
Maybe we should start, like, a YouTube page where we, like, figure out local Fort Wayne stuff and... Or local Indiana stuff, and then like play music. I don't know all the legal stuff with that, but we can maybe get into some content game of our own.
Yeah, man. Let me know.
Yeah, for sure. But at that note, I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. I'll say I appreciate you, Josh, for being on the podcast. It's been fun. I do miss my fiance, even though she's only been gone for like 4 hours now. But.
And unless we say never mind, we'll see you next time.
That's Josh's extra on the.
That's my thing.
Outro on the Never Mind podcast. So, like I said, feel free to follow him. Check him out. Great. Lots of great content. Of course, follow us. Give us feedback if you like to. Once again, I am Archie. I appreciate everybody that's listening. Hope you guys are, you know, figuring it out like we're trying to. Peace out.
Peace. Follow me at the Never Pod on Twitter.